was at hand. At that time, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
It says that the Lord enters the synagogue this morning, and he sees a woman possessed of a spirit of weakness for many years, such that she's unable to straighten up and raise herself up. Following the Greek, we could say that she was not able to be orthodox until the Lord touches her with his hand and heals her. Then it says, for it says, she straightened up, anorthothe, and glorified God, edoxozen. You get it? Orthodoxo. Is this not what it is to be an Orthodox Christian? To stand up straight in one's inner man and look up to heaven, whence comes my help, and glorify God from a heart of thanksgiving, joy, and love, to be full of inner joy from living in one's soul in the presence of God. We read that the Lord, while he was teaching in the synagogue, so let's understand, that means that he, the Word of God, was preaching the word of the prophets, which he himself had spoken to them before he became flesh of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. So while he was teaching in the synagogue, it says that he saw this woman who was possessed of a spirit of weakness and was unable to lift herself up. The Lord addresses her as woman. And this may not be insignificant. We learn from the Holy Fathers of our ancient Syriac Christian tradition that by this address, the Lord was going back to the woman that he built from the rib of Adam, and of whom Adam said, "This is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken from man." In this, then, the Lord Jesus is calling out to each one of us in the interior depths of our soul. Or as St. Andrew of Crete says in his canon, he is calling out to the woman, to the Eve, the soul that is within us. Such tenderness now comes to light. Such beauty, such wonder. The Lord is looking on each one of us as he looked on this crippled woman. He sees how broken we are beneath our sophisticated veneers, as he saw how this woman was unable to raise herself up. it says that the Lord called her to come near to him. That's what the word means in the Greek. Even as he calls each one of us this morning to come near and draw near to him, he addresses her as woman. Can you now see the Lord as the new Adam, saying to her, as Adam said to Eve, as he says to the Eve in each one of us, dear bone of my bones, dear flesh of my flesh. It says that he touched her. Can you now see how tenderly he touched her? Surely as Adam caressed his beloved woman, and surely as the Lord would touch us with the tenderness of his loving compassion. Let your infirmity be loosed, he says. Let it be dissolved and disappear altogether. That's again what the Greek word means. This healing this morning then is more than just an isolated healing. It's a sign. It's a sign of a cosmic mystery. This is an absolution. It's a forgiveness. It's a cleansing of the Eve within us in our deep heart. This is an action. It's a mighty work of divine love that comprehends and fills the cosmos from top to bottom, from side to side, past, present, and future. For what caused woman, the Eve in each one of us, to be possessed of a spirit of weakness rather than the Holy Spirit of divine might and power? Was it not our adultery, our spiritual fornication with the serpent, our harlotry, giving the love of our heart not to the Lord, the true lover of mankind, but to the serpent and his minions, to Mars, the god of anger, to Aphrodite, the goddess of lust, to Poseidon, the god of greed, who have stripped us of our innocence and filled the womb of our soul with a dark seed of anger, lust, greed, perversity, corruption, and all uncleanness. He stands in the synagogue in the flesh. In the flesh, you understand, he stands in the loving embrace of his most merciful mother, for he came to be flesh of her. And in her loving embrace, he embraces each of us here in his church this morning. Entering the church this morning, we have each one of us entered into the tender and loving embrace of the Son of God and his Holy Mother. We have come into the arms of the new Adam and the new Eve. He touches her, but she is more than healed. She is straightened and raised up, an image of the resurrection from the dead, and she glorifies God. Her soul is awash in divine joy. This is what Orthodox worship is, to glorify God in the joy that descends on the soul who has been drawn by the tender voice of the Lord to come near to him and to be enfolded in the loving embrace of his Holy Mother and his own arms stretched out on the cross. This is a mystical and unseen reality, but it is experienced palpably in the soul when in our heart we draw near to the Christ who is calling out to us from within us. It's because Christ is in our midst, in the embrace of his Holy Mother, even as he embraces her, that we feel in the worship of the church a spiritual tenderness caressing our soul. At least for a moment, it warms and softens us and raises us heavenward. We are given to taste of that heavenly joy, that same spirit of power that chased away the spirit of weakness and took possession of this woman this morning, filling her with light and thanksgiving. Dear faithful, this is a taste of Christ in you. This is the really real. This is the love of God and joy of God that we are fighting to be possessed of in the world out there, so that we are not taken by a spirit of weakness that would drag us down into despair and anger and bitterness, but rather that we would be taken by the Spirit of God's Holy Spirit, would straighten us up and lift us up and fill us with the joy of His grace. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of the Church, is in you. How can it not be? You are baptized in it. You are washed in it. And you have eaten it. You have taken it into yourself as your food and drink. It is greater than he who is in the world, the devil. The Lord who is in you calls to us this morning to draw near to him and to let him touch us, so that his spirit, and not the spirit of the world, is what takes possession of us. So that even when we must needs go out into the world, we can stand up straight and rise ourselves up in joy in the Eve that is within us and glorify God. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Most holy Theotokos, save us.